Welcome to Morondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Morondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Party poppin', yeah, boy! Yeah! Woo! Hey, y'all, hey, the best hey, time of my life! Yeah!
Hear that? That's the sound of a birthday lime in your favorite club.
Happy birthday to me.
And that is a sad, sad birthday. Wave to the Zoom friends. You only need one reason to vaccinate. So take your shot and get back to life. A message from Republic Bank.
As the novel coronavirus continues to have an increased impact on our community, Canadian Banknote and the Guyana Lottery Company would like to strongly remind you of the importance of listening and acting very seriously upon the advice that is being given about social distancing, hand washing, and the common symptoms associated with this virus. When we resume our business, we will play our part in minimizing situations where people are crowded together by ensuring that the appropriate signage is placed at our agents countrywide, that machines are sanitized, and that our operators pay keen attention to their working environment. This is a time for bringing families closer together, for staying home, for creating memories, and embracing what will become a new normal, not only for our dear Guyana, but worldwide. A heartfelt thank you to our essential workers. Take care and be safe.
This is a message from the Guyana Lottery Company.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. They are treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
It was Emancipation Day when last we were in Morondoy. Lucille told Cecil that their neighbor appeared to be tampering with the GPL meter, but she wasn't sure. Cecil told her to mind her own business, but report to GPL if she wanted, and showed her the website. She accused him of meeting women on the site. Everyone gathered at the community center ground to celebrate emancipation, and Lucille told Myrtle that Catalina seemed very interested in James. As we return, Denzel is visiting Alexis.
100.1 Vibes FM with the Rasta Diplomat and DJ Aki.
Wait, Denzel. Let me understand what you're really telling me.
Hear me out, Alexis.
This woman has children?
Yeah, three.
Wow.
She's in her 40s, so it's not unusual for somebody that age.
Yeah, I understand that, but you don't have any children, and she's much older than you. You sure you want all that responsibility?
Ma, look, Alexis, I don't have to do anything for the children. They're adults already.
Okay.
Alexis, I'm in love with her.
I'm wondering, what 40-year-old woman would be serious about somebody half her age? What?
She's actually not 40.
Okay.
She's 42.
Denzel, this woman is 20 years old. Older than you.
Ma, look, don't judge, buddy.
I think you should let me meet her.
Mommy and Auntie Myrtle want to meet her too.
Well, all of me could meet up same time.
Hey, you think Mommy gonna freak out?
She might. And Auntie Myrtle too.
That's what I don't want.
Well, you better be prepared. This woman is 42 and she has children. She divorced?
Yeah, she's divorced.
Denzel, look how many nice girls they have closer to your age.
I know, Alexis. And I just find older women much more appealing. Maybe it's just a phase.
Maybe it's because Auntie Myrtle mostly raised us when we were little. Because, I mean, I married somebody older too, even though it's not such a big gap like you and this woman. Malka is only 8 years older than me.
It wasn't always like this, but this woman, man, she... Look, you just got me, chick.
Yeah, so... When we can set it up?
Soon.
Make sure it's before this baby bar next month.
Yeah, man.
Alexis! Hey! Hey, what's up, my youth?
Hey, Brian.
What are you doing, Brian?
My phone get wiped. And I lose Malachi's number.
Okay.
How things then, Zil?
Man, I good, buddy.
How my baby cousin doing, Alexis?
Hannah are the one who born yet.
Both.
Hannah over by mommy and Auntie Myrtle. And this one is really fine.
Alright.
Look, Malachi number there.
Alright, thanks.
Y'all excuse me for a minute.
Is she?
I'm coming back, man.
What's up with her face?
Nothing.
Is who calling your brother?
None of your business, Brian.
Alright. Like how you're looking though. This baby guy, you're looking real nice.
Whatever.
How things with you, Malachi?
We okay. He coming this mountain.
He thought he was supposed to come ever since.
Yeah, but... You know the thing this school.
Yeah.
Lee, hurry.
So y'all ain't getting divorced no more?
Nah. On hold for now.
I thought I would have finally had a chance.
Really, Brian?
What you mean really? You real sweet Alexis? Long now I don't tell you that.
I'm married to your cousin.
That didn't stop you from kissing me though.
That was since 2019. And it was nothing.
It wasn't nothing to me.
So I guess Divine was nothing to you too. Because you and she had a thing going then.
This is not about Divine, right? I never stopped thinking about you. And if...
Brian, I was emotional. Stressed out and you were there. It was nothing.
Look, if things don't work out with you and me, cousin, I still...
Brian,
like
stop.
It. All right, man, all right.
You and Divine don't talk no more?
Nah. She got her husband and her baby. And I is nothing to she now.
You must see the really praying the child was you own.
Yeah? I wish. But things ain't work out the way, though.
Well, Divine probably out your league anyway.
Seriously?
I mean, come on, Brian. I know you're doing your thing with the mining and making your money.
And taking care of my 3 children.
Well, that's good. But Divine got she rich husband. Plus, she's working at ExxonMobil.
When I meet she did teaching. And what she working with ExxonMobil got to do with anything?
If Divine decides to cheat on her husband again, she's going to look for somebody of her caliber.
So wait, man. Like I just a dog, man.
That's not what I'm saying. But face it. You's a road man and Divine is them decent people.
So because I's a road man, I can't be decent too?
Look, Larry done, yeah? You are saying goodbye trying to tell you.
Maybe I need to find a job with ExxonMobil. And you and Divine can start respecting me.
Look, Exxon being in Guyana is not just about finding a job with them. They got plenty opportunities outside of them in oil and gas.
Yeah, but that is where Divine walk in.
So wait. You like you still in love with this woman or something?
Maybe I should look for a nice Venezuelan girl like me buddy Alonzo.
So you gave up on GT women?
No foreign women them in the country. Nope. I ain't got to bother with y'all.
Noted.
A foreign girl would appreciate me.
Well, you have lots of options. Everybody coming to Guyana now because we have oil.
Well, that was expected. When you got an oil giant like ExxonMobil in the country.
Yeah, it comes with the positives and the negatives.
Negatives?
Well, not really negative. But because ExxonMobil in Guyana, all eyes on me.
And there's a bad thing.
But hey, you want to set a foreigners come in this country and benefit from we oil more than we?
I don't think they're going to be the case. ExxonMobil already got thousands of Guyanese working with them. And the more Guyanese got trained in oil and gas, the more we can get employment.
Yeah, I understand, right? And I sure ExxonMobil would rather hire Guyanese with the skills than a foreigner.
Exactly.
But foreigners still can come and take some jobs.
All right, but I just look at this world as one. You gotta remember, Guyanese are everywhere in this world working in other people's country too.
Yeah, that's true.
What if other people decide they don't want Guyanese to work in the country?
All right, you get a point.
And remember, ExxonMobil is international. How long them people established? Not since like the 1800s.
ExxonMobil was formed in 1999.
What?
Yeah, 2 companies merged in 1999. Exxon and Mobil. Denzel will know more about this stuff. Denzel, you don't come on the phone yet?
I'm coming.
Can't we talk this thing?
Oh.
ExxonMobil was formed in 1999?
Oh, yeah.
So, what was in the 18-something?
Exxon and Mobil were separate and they came together to form ExxonMobil. Both companies came from Standard Oil Company, which was established in 1870.
Oh, yeah, I know though.
Yeah, buddy.
This is history, boy.
Sorry, I gotta take this.
Wait, she calling you again?
Just give me a sec.
Why you look so stressed, man?
You ever been with a woman older than you?
Yeah, man.
Like 20 years older?
No, not so big.
Okay.
Wait, Denzel got a big girl?
It ain't gonna last.
Well, yeah, boy.
Is that not too for Sally Bird? Stop.
I just saying, buddy. Big up the youth.
Whatever.
Sorry about that. Look, Alexis, the light bill come.
It come? Let me see.
Why are you so excited?
Because I tried thing this month.
What?
Look around. You will see everything plugged out.
Oh, yeah.
I take this conserving thing seriously this month. So I want to see how much money I save.
Yo, there's one thing I got to get serious with. I've been trying since to do this power utility upgrade. But I don't always remember.
Wow!
What, Alexis?
The bill come for almost $2,000 less than last month.
Whoa, not bad at all.
So wait, this conserving thing does work for truth?
Of course, Brian. Look the evidence right here.
So wait, now you really paying for what you use?
What you think was the whole point of the upgrade, buddy?
Yeah, but some people got it out here like the thing don't really make a difference.
But it is common sense. You pay for where you use.
I gotta start taking this thing seriously. And I gotta let me child mother them know that they gotta conserve the thing, see? Every minute they are harassing me for money for pay this bill or that bill.
You see, you would have saved a lot of money.
Yeah, buddy.
Anyway, I gotta run.
Where you going?
I'm going over by, you know.
Pick up yourself, Denzel. Yeah, my youth.
Respect.
Maybe I could come and meet you sometime.
No, Alexis. We got to set the thing up properly.
Just be careful, okay?
Alexis, you know I don't do strip fitness.
Yeah, I know.
All right, later. Brian?
Yeah, take care then, my buddy.
Bye.
Yeah. Hey, let the youth man breathe, man.
Something ain't right about this. I feeling it in me spirit.
Watch, as far as I know, Denzel is a wise youth.
Yeah, I know me brother very smart. But a big woman could swing up a little by head and got him doing all kind of things like he ain't got a brain?
Well, at the end of the day, it's still he business. Let he breathe, man.
I got to find out who this woman is and what she really want with me, brother.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy came to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to exercise all safety measures as we fight COVID-19 together.
Food safety is about how we handle, prepare, and store our food to protect us from foodborne illnesses. So whether you are a consumer or vendor, open the door to healthy living with the keys to safer food. Keep your hands and environments clean. Separate raw and cooked food. Cook your food thoroughly, especially meat, poultry, eggs, and seafood. Don't leave cooked food at room temperature for more than 2 hours. And always use safe water for washing raw foods and cooking. Observing food safety guidelines protects the vendor and the consumer. A message from the Guyana Food Safety Authority.
Joanne, I have to go out to pay some bills.
Mom, remember we're going to sign you up for Republic Online and Republic Mobile.
But don't I still need to go to the bank to sign up?
No, Mom. Republic Bank made it even easier for us to sign up. Just visit RepublicGuyana.com, click the Republic Online sign up banner, follow the instructions, and you're good to go.
No need to visit the bank when you can use Republic Online and Republic Mobile. Pay bills, transfer funds to any local bank or to any Republic Bank account. Check balance and more anywhere at any time. Take advantage of Republic's convenient sign-up process and do your banking from home. Log on to RepublicGuyana.com and find out how easy it is to sign up today.
Republic Bank, we're the one for you.